Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanz in Washington, working on this program via remote. Here are some of the top stories making news across South Sudan this Monday, February 21st, 2022. The spokesman of the South Sudan Police Service in Lake State say 8 women died in a bushfire in Rumbek East County.
They were actually went there to cut grass, and unfortunately, that tragic incident occurred on them.
And the authorities in Jonglei State say they have detained 5 suspects for questioning in connection to an attack on Anglican bishops.
The arrest was delayed all this time because the people and the police were off and down focusing on the insecurity.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. Police in Lake State say 8 women died in a bushfire in Rumbek East County on Sunday. The spokesperson of the South Sudan Police Service in Rumbek says the women were cutting grass for repairing their houses when a wildfire engulfed the area. William Sande Mabor reports for VOA from Rumbek.
Major Elijah Mabor Makwaich, the Lake State Police spokesperson, says a police inspector in Rumbek East County informed him last night that the women had gone to a swamp in Amading village in Toch area to cut grass, commonly for building huts, when the wildfire started.
According to the information, we were told that this group of women went to that forest for cutting grass. As you know, these are our local materials here being used for construction, building of the houses. Okay. So they were actually went there to cut grass, and unfortunately, that tragic incident occurred on them.
Makwai says 3 of the 11 women who went to cut grass are still missing. He says relatives of the missing women are searching for the lost one.
It was yesterday night at late hours when I was given a report by County Chief Inspector of Police that 8 women died in a wildfire burn at the side of Chirich. You know very well that this Chirich is in the area of Kagwet, other many swamping areas there, okay. And other 3 of them are missing. Up to this morning, they are not found.
Makwai says he suspects the wildfire may have been started by reckless smokers, hunters, or fishermen.
Many activities are involved in that area, a torch. Okay. You can find somebody going to cattle camps, and among our people, there are smokers who might be negligently drop the fire, and you could not know. Other people may be moving to riversides for pitching.
Makwaichak expressed his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones and advised the public to be very careful, especially in the dry season when going out to cut grass.
Would like to advise who usually used to go to the forest for such activity to be very careful. And this thing, you know, needs some awareness, because I myself, if something like this happening, or people are lacking awareness. And this is the second time now, which is actually very sad, and we need to sensitize our people about such techniques, such that they can be able to protect themselves.
This marks the second time in recent weeks that a bushfire has killed women in the area. According to Makwai, last month, 3 women died in a wildfire in Rumbek East County when they had gone to cut grass for huts. Wildfires are all too common in Lake State, as smokers and hunters often unintentionally start fires in the bush. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lake State.
Authorities in Jonglei State Capital Bor have detained 5 suspects in connection with last month's shooting of bishops inside a church compound. The Episcopal Church of South Sudan said 3 of its bishops, including the new Archbishop of the Jonglei Internal Province, Moses Anur, survived the attack at a church compound in Bor Town. Dengai Deng has this report for VOA from Bor.
The incident happened after a group of armed assailants who were believed to be supporters of the Diprok Archbishop, Ruben Akurdit, entered the Langbarbi church premises and opened fire in three rooms of the church, injuring several people, including Bishop Zakaria Manyong Biar of the Wanglai Diocese, who was shot in the face. Bor Town Police Chief Brigadier General Chola Chengding says officers have arrested five suspects who are cooperating with authorities ahead of being arraigned in court.
The arrest was delayed all this time because the people and the police were off and down focusing on the insecurity. On 16th February, the attorney issued the arrest warrant for the suspect and we forwarded it to the Joint Operation Police for implementation. Five people have been arrested and they are put in custody for investigations.
General Ding says police are still searching for seven other suspects. He says the suspects will be charged with armed robbery, assault and attempted murder. Jong Majanga Duod, the secretary of the Episcopal Church, Langbarbi Church, says he is relieved to see police arrest the suspected perpetrators in the attack.
We were looking for those people, said that they have to be arrested and have to be taken to court, said that they have to tell us really what happened. We have to know one thing. These people, they came to our compound and they start shooting and then they start beating. And then also they collect all our belongings, like the phone and so many things in the compound. And then they even destroy the chai car because there was a chai car starting by. We don't need to see anyone interfering, either from the community or any politician somewhere.
Bishop Zakaria Manyok of the Wanglai Diocese, Gavriel Thunya Goth of Gongor Diocese, and Archbishop Moses Anur were all sleeping in several rooms on the grounds of Langbarbi Church when they were sprayed with bullets in the middle of the night. The office of Ruben Akurdit denied involvement in the attack. Justin Badi Arama, the primate of the Episcopal Church in South Sudan, had condemned the incident and blamed the attack on some unnamed senior officials from Jonglei State. The standoff between Bishop Akurdit and ECS primate Justin Badi Arama began in August 2020 when Badi Arama fired Akurdit from his post as Archbishop of Jonglei Internal Province and the Bishop of Diocese Bor, after he established three additional dioceses of Makwach, Anyidi, and Kolnyang within Jonglei Internal Province without consulting other church officials. Arama appointed Bishop Moses Anur to replace Akurdit, who was expected to retire. But Akurdit filed a case in Juba's High Court challenging his dismissal. The court dismissed the case and referred it to a church tribunal for settlement. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.
The UN's World Food Programme says Africa's Sahel region is facing unprecedented food insecurity from soaring prices, terrorist activity, high regional demand, and COVID-19. The World Food Programme representative in Burkina Faso warns the situation is critical, with millions more people facing hunger in the coming months. Henry Wilkins reports from Ouagadougou.
In large areas of Burkina Faso, terrorist groups linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda move freely about the countryside, attacking civilians and security forces alike. While the conflict has affected millions in various ways, for Saidu Sawadogo, it meant losing his livestock and forcing him to flee to Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou. Yes, my animals were stolen, he explains. He says terrorists came in the early hours of the morning in large numbers and took around 1,000 sheep. A few days later, they came back to the market and took everyone's cell phone away. And that's when he decided to leave, he says. Sawadogo is not alone. Meat prices are spiralling in Burkina Faso's markets because of rampant cattle rustling by terror groups. Mahamadou Barry runs a livestock market in Ouagadougou. Barry says that animal prices have increased over the past 3 years due to insecurity. He says many people were killed and animals were stolen. 3 years ago, the price of animals started at $300 to $430. Today, the price starts at $700. Before, we earned more, but it's a lot less these days, he complains. A toxic mix of factors is causing food prices to soar across the region, according to the World Food Programme. Cattle rustling by terror groups is just one small factor, says Antoine Renard, the WFP's country director for Burkina Faso.
There's a high demand in the region. So that's one aspect in terms of market dimension. There's a second one, which is the conflict. And of course, it has an impact of how can you still continue to harvest? How can you make sure that your market are up and running in terms of Burkina Faso? And the last one is also the economic impact of the COVID-19.
The WFP says a record 28 million people are food insecure in West and Central Africa. It also says that in Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger, hunger could increase by 50% in the coming months, growing from 5.5 million to more than 8 million. The Sahel's more than 2.5 million displaced by conflict, like Soumaila Sawadogo, are especially vulnerable. He says the people in the area around the site for displaced people, where he lives, have been very helpful. But he says the problem the community has is one of lack of water and food. We only have help from the UN. They helped us with houses and food, rice, oil, beans and condiments. Meanwhile, the WFP says it will have to cut rations to those displaced by conflict if it does not receive more funding soon. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso.
You are listening to South Sudanian Focus on The Voice of America. Coming up, Weather Focus predicts good rains in the Horn of Africa. Find out why after the break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
should homemade alcohol be outlawed, and should authorities crack down on its use?
I think they should neither be outlawed nor crack down, because they are the medicinal part of this alcohol. So maybe they should look at regulating them instead of completely outlawing them.
Rather than you trying to wave it all out, it's better to support the local industries. With that, you are reducing the burden on the government in terms of finance.
We've seen a number of people have actually become, I would say people have become mad because of such alcohol.
First of all, we are not very sure of its quality. Secondly, it cannot be fully regulated.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA Health Correspondent Linor Moudou. The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
South Sudan in Focus is now on WhatsApp. Send us a message on +1 202 630 8011. Tell us what's happening in your area or give us your feedback on the stories you hear on South Sudan in Focus. We look forward to hearing from you on WhatsApp. That number again, +1 202 630 8011.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
During this pandemic, the World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say, if you have a fever, a cough, or have trouble breathing, you should stay at home and contact a healthcare facility. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest health news.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. New seasonal focus for the drought-stricken Horn of Africa shows many parts of the region can expect a good rainy season. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The forecast by the World Meteorological Organization is good news for millions of people suffering acute hunger because of poor harvest due to several years of consecutive drought. However, WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis says that good news is coupled with warnings that people should still prepare for what she calls a worst-case scenario.
The March to May rainy season is really, really important for many countries in the region. It accounts for about 70% of the total annual rainfall. And so obviously, if there were to be a renewed failure of the rains, there would be massive socioeconomic consequences.
The World Food Programme says 12 to 14 million people in three of the worst affected countries, Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia, are facing severe hunger due to the devastating drought across the Horn of Africa. The WMO says southern to central parts of the region have the highest chances of receiving more rain than normal at this time of year. Countries include Tanzania, eastern Uganda, northern Burundi, and eastern Rwanda. However, it says western South Sudan and central and northeastern Ethiopia are likely to receive less rain than usual. Given the below-average rainfall the past three seasons, meteorologists say a wetter-than-normal season does not mean the region will immediately recover from the impacts of drought. Nullis says countries in the eastern part of the Horn should prepare for the worst.
In the regions worst hit by drought, the current trends are comparable to those observed during the 2010 to 2011 famine and the 2016 to 2017 drought emergency. There's obviously a delay in between planting and harvesting. Next harvests don't start till about August, and so, you know, we're not going to see any immediate positive impact.
More than 250,000 people died in the Somalia famine between 2010 and 2012, more than half children. More than 6 million people, half of Somalia's population, were ravaged by the severe 2017 drought. Few people died, though, because the international community responded quickly to the acute hunger emergency. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A massive billion-dollar hydroelectric dam built on the Blue Nile in Ethiopia officially began generating power Sunday as the construction project reached 80% completion. Gelmo Dawit reports from Addis Ababa. Downstream countries like Sudan and Egypt are concerned about where the water will go.
Ethiopia's national broadcaster reported Sunday that the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, which the country has been constructing on Blue Nile River, will officially begin generating electricity Sunday for the first time. The project has been under construction for the past 10 years. Initially, Ethiopia planned to finish the dam in 5 years, but due to the controversy it has attracted from downstream countries and internal issues, the dam is slightly more than 80% complete. Kevle Horoy, the project manager for the dam, and he shared on national television the news it was going to be activated. He says the dam is about to begin generating electric power. By this, we are not saying that we finished the project. Its completion may take another 2 to 3 years. The project is totally run and funded by Ethiopians and the government of Ethiopia. So I urge all to continue to take part in financing the project until it is completed. Oro says downstream countries opposing construction because they are afraid of they will lose water from the Nile won't be affected. Ethiopia has been filling the dam's reservoir for the past two consecutive rainy seasons. The second one was in July 2021. As the construction of the dam continues, it will take years to fill the reservoir to the top. But downstream nations, Egypt and Sudan, are concerned. In July 2021, Egypt appealed to UN Security Council to review the filling reservoir. Ethiopia objected the appeal and insisted the African Union oversee ongoing negotiation among the three nations. State-run media reports Saturday one of 13 turbine units is now generating electricity. The dam is expected to generate upwards of 5,000 megawatts of electricity when complete. Still, Egypt and Sudan opposed the construction, claiming the lives of their citizens would be affected due to water-sharing concern. But Ethiopia insists it needs the power from the dam for its development. The nation of more than 110 million people also say nearly 60% of this population has no access to electricity and the dam will improve availability to many households. Kalmo Dawit for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and the Africa Center for Disease Control say there are no drugs approved to fight COVID-19. If you have tested positive, talk to a doctor before taking any medicines. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA health correspondent Linor Mudu. The World Health Organization and Africa Centers for Disease Control say we all can help fight the coronavirus pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and noses when we are in crowded areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
South Sudan in Focus is now on WhatsApp. Send us a message on +1 202 630 8011. Tell us what's happening in your area or give us your feedback on the stories you hear on South Sudan in Focus. We look forward to hearing from you on WhatsApp. That number again, +1 202 630 8011.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA health correspondent Linor Mudu. The World Health Organization and Africa Centers for Disease Control say we all can help fight the coronavirus pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and noses when we are in crowded areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
That's all we prepared for you this Monday. We now leave you with Emmanuel Lasso and the song Genobin.
da san salam fi belena wadi la rapuna meji da san salam fi belena wadi le dikor gerai meji da san huria wadi le dikor gerai meji da san huria le aizal say shukran asan salam le aizal say shukran asan salam gebiliya bata bisere tuwanina gebiliya bata bisere tuwanina
Been listening to Emmanuel Lasso and the song Junubin. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Thanks for taking part in this program. Remember to always wash your hands with soap, practice social distancing, and wear a mask when you're in public places to protect you and others from getting COVID-19. Do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers because there is no cure for coronavirus. Join us again tomorrow evening for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.